This is Discovery with a K. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new month in your monthly favorites. Also, Happy New Year. I'm Kathleen.
Happy New Year. My name is Ilse.
And we're talking about December, a very quiet month that we appreciated.
Such a quiet month. It's kind of crazy.
Yes, but it was amazing because we had the time to work on our annual magazine. It's out now in both digital and physical versions. So just get your copy. We have like a limited amount of copies, so go and get them. So it was a very interesting month. A lot of like surprising releases, Christmas, a lot of Christmas singles.
So too many Christmas singles.
A lot.
So I left all of them out because I'm like, I like Christmas singles, but they're always so
Christmassy.
Yeah,
I know the bells are there. Yeah, the bells. You literally feel the snow falling. You know,
my goodness.
So tell me about it. Well, let's start our little list. I'm going to start as per usual. So, December, I did include a Christmas release because I found that adorable. So, I'm talking about NCT Dream and their EP, special EP, Candy. And it was
Is it all Christmassy?
I'm going into that in a minute.
Oh, sorry.
So, it's like, this was a Christmas present for NCTzens and honestly, thriving. Loved it. They did this specific one. It was a remake of Candy, the old song, okay, by H.O.T. Oh. And it was just like super sweet and it just fits their vocal tone and the style so well. So it's just a lovely remake. You know, it's like perfect. The lyrics, however, I think all NCTzens, we're all joining in this, the lyrics are like red flags left, right, and center. You know? However, they sing it so cutely and they just perform it so well that it's just so confusing. So imagine having someone that is just telling you, today I woke up and I decided that I'm breaking up with you, but he's doing Eggyo. You know what I mean?
Jesus. Weird. That's a whole mixed bag.
Yeah, however, adorable. I was loving the outfits. They brought back, like, you know, the big gloves as well for some of the stages. Absolutely loved it. The overalls, everything, it was just super cute. Okay. The rest of this release, however, it did have kind of like a Christmassy vibe, but not too into it. Not with the bells and, you know, the sly, none of that. It was more a R&B, groovy. There was a little bit of like pop ballad and all of that. So it was very balanced. It did feel like a Christmas release, but without being so heavy into Christmas.
Yeah. They didn't lean into the Christmas part that much.
Yeah, exactly. So it's obviously very soft. There's plenty of R&B if you're into that. With groove and soft vocals, the dreamy, the vocal line popped off, honestly. They did so well. As an citizen, I really loved it, but I love Moon because the vocal line does so well there. It's just such a beautiful song to listen to.
Is it a ballad or is it...
It's a pop ballad, yes.
Yeah.
But in general, NCT, they do extremely well with ballads. They just have the vocal line for that.
Exactly. They have the strength for it.
Yeah, so next up, we have to talk about our girlies from New Jeans and the pre-release single Ditto. Because they're breaking records and dominating charts from every angle. And I am shocked, first of all, because they're doing so well in such a short time.
They're doing amazing.
And Ditto is such a retro nostalgia sound, you know. And then the vocal tone is just so beautiful that it just catches your attention. And you'll be replaying Ditto the full day. It happened to me. Such a beautiful song, such a beautiful song. And when you watch the music video, it just gets better. And let's mention that they had an all kill, okay, in a day or less, I believe, which impressive for such a new group. And I think that they're going places.
Because honestly, they keep it up like this, 100%.
Yeah.
Their music is amazing. They have their storyline, which... it's kind of bonkers. Like, the one girl as an iPhone. Like, the amount of memes I have seen.
Yeah, but that is from this month, though. That we're going to talk about in the next month. This was the pre-release to Cedar. Yeah, that's
the single album. I thought the single album was in...
December? No. They released Cedar towards mid-December. And then Oh My God was released on the 2nd or 3rd of January.
Oh, so, spoiler.
Yeah, well, everyone knows already. But let's talk about... I want to talk about the storyline for D2 because they did such a good job doing the two sides. The marketing behind D2 is insane, okay? So I'm talking about, you don't know if they're real, you don't know if they're fake, you don't know if they exist or not. You just know that this girl, she might have an issue, she might not. She might have friends, she might not. Not just that. The story, the two sides, the filmography, not just, they created a full YouTube channel that was the girl that filmed side. And it is insane.
It is so smart and so well thought out.
Yes. Like, not just
even
that.
Even the like different versions of the music video, that all comes back into like streams.
Exactly.
Because you're going to want both versions, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, because they both complement each other. It's not like they're two random versions. Exactly. They both are part of the same storyline, but from different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, genius.
So I know.
Genius. And so then on top smart. Of that, for the awards, they are making different remixes for every single stage. I noticed that when I was watching, I watched just a couple of days ago this Hair Dare stage for the Golden Disc Awards.
Uh-huh.
And the remixes they keep doing are different for every single award. It's like sometimes they do the same song and sometimes they just do a remix of several songs. Huh. And then they do. Impressive. Also groundbreaking. I haven't seen that. And honestly, I've been doing this for a while. You know?
Nice. I haven't watched that many videos about the stages.
Oh, you should. I think that I normally, after the MAM Awards, the stages tend to be kind of the same because, honestly, they just promote their newest songs. It's just the normal thing to do. But when it comes to, actually, Isera Film was doing the same. Isera Film and Eugene's, they both had, like, different remixes for the stages. And smart. Completely different. Very smart. Very, very smart.
Do you think they'll release the remixes?
I think some of the songs have remixes already.
Already? Okay.
Already.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving on, we have our girl Moonbyul releasing another Christmas single album, The Present. Unexpected, then I noticed that they actually promoted, but the promotion did not get to me. But they actually did promote it. They were saying, yeah, she's having a comeback. I did not see that. And
literally had no clue.
Yeah, for me it was unexpected because I didn't see that she was having a comeback. But in this comeback, she served looks and music because she was looking absolutely gorgeous. Okay, nice. And this one was a proper Christmas release with R&B, funk, and a bit of pop ballad. It's like, I think it's going to become a must listen during the Christmas period.
Ooh, lovely. I have to admit, I haven't listened to it nor watched a music video. I've just been avoiding all Christmas singles as much as I can.
That is very fair. I did watch them, most of them, because I found them cute. And then she does like very Christmassy like aesthetics, and it's just such a pretty listen overall.
Mm.
Last in this side for pop is DKZ, and they released the single 2022 Forever. And then they had such an amazing 2022, honestly.
They did so good! Year,
that this single was kind of like the best way to close it. It's the single itself is like a very much a pop ballad, very positive and cute, but it's just serotonin, you know? You watch it and you're just happy because you know that they have worked so hard for many years. And they did such a good job in 2022. Mm-hmm. And even with their rebranding and the change of members, they're doing extremely well.
They finally got their break, and it's well deserved.
So. Yeah, I mean, I still believe that Lupin should have not been noticed more whenever it was released.
100% agree with that.
Yes, so that's for my side of K-pop. Tell me about you.
I only have two more. I have RM with Indigo. That was like my highlight of the month because that album is just mwah, chef's kiss. It's super well balanced, has great storytelling and great instrumentation. It totally exceeded my expectations because I wasn't sure where he was going to go after like Mono. You know?
Yes, but I thought it was going to be hard because Mono was such an amazing, amazing release.
So brilliant, like literally 110% of everything that I love. But I feel like Indigo feels a lot warmer. And I'm still like trying to comprehend that the album is called Indigo, but then some of the teasers are like this like brown, warm toned color. And I feel like that warm tone fits the sound of the album a lot more than the color Indigo.
I do feel like this release was a lot more. I listened to the full out as it came out because I really like RM's singles, solo singles. I think he's really good. It felt like he was a bit more nostalgic and at the same time old school. I think like he went back to the roots with what got him into hip hop, I suppose. I felt like a lot of the all hip hop artists' inspiration, their sound or something from them in that album. And I really loved it because of that, because it made a way to change all of that inspiration that he had probably growing up and turning it into this piece.
Yeah. I mean, if you just look at the features, this album is such a collaborative work with all these brilliant, amazing singers and producers. And it just, he had a feature from like Erykah Badu, who's like insane and was such a breath of fresh air in like the hip hop industry, and then Anderson .Paak as well. I'm like, oh my god,
I love unexpected. Unexpected,
yes, but so good. I have three that I want to like give a shout out to. So there's Still Live featuring Anderson .Paak because it's groovy. There's Yoon featuring Erykah Badu because it's so iconic. And then I also wanted to recommend Lonely, which I kind of think it's appropriate that he doesn't have a feature on it because the title is literally Lonely. You know?
Okay.
So I wanted to recommend that as well because it's a vibe.
Awesome, awesome. Cool.
The next one I... Well, the last one I wanted to share was Mino. His mini album. I thought it was like super solid. Title track was very cool. But he also had a collab with Lim Kim. And I was like, shook.
Yes. I actually, with that release, I did like a couple of the singles, but it wasn't my cup of tea. You know, it wasn't my cup of tea because the R&B I'm used to, it's like different. So I was like, yeah, I like it. But you know the type of R&B I listen to, it's so, the only way I can think of it is so someone saw, you know, and so AOMG, you know, so it just wasn't my cup of tea when it came to the sound. I did like it. It was a fun listen overall, but it just, yeah, but that's because I'm into R&B heavily.
Yeah. I feel like you should re-listen to Underwater though, because his mix with Lim Kim's voice.
Yeah.
And so the title is Underwater, and they made the instrumentals feel so spacey, like you're actually underwater.
I don't remember that one. I did listen to the full album, but I don't remember this one. I'm going to definitely listen to that one.
It's amazing. I love it.
Cool, cool. Okay. I'm definitely going to add it into my releases. Okay. Shall we jump into hip hop?
Yeah. I saw your list, and I'm like, dude.
Well,
how is it so long?
Well,
don't they celebrate Christmas?
No, neither. You know, hip hop and the angst. You know what I mean? So let's just start off with Nuxal and Cadejo. They teamed up for the single to The Better Side. Smooth and old school hip hop. And with those two, you know, I was in. I'm a sucker for those two things. Absolutely loved it. It's super, the sound and the rap flow is just beautiful and I loved it, and the singing section is good and the instrumentals are absolutely beautiful. There's like this part, because you normally don't get a lot of like instrumental breaks when it's a rap song, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they have like an instrumental section, and it was so beautiful. Honestly, absolutely shocked. Love that song so much. It's so beautiful.
Sounds
next
great.
Up, yeah, it is. And next up is Lonely Lee. I want to say, Lonely.
It's probably just names. Lonely.
Oh, yeah, but Lonely, you know? They should make it easier for us, okay?
I just... He's taking a lonely shower.
I can see that. I can actually see that. So he released an EP, Shower.
A bit of context here.
And he's a new find, actually. And I love the sound of this EP. Yeah, the sound is a bit of like soft rock. And it's just so good. So, so good. He's got like raspy vocals, and he's got like a very interesting tonality that just makes you want to listen to more things.
Ooh, interesting.
Very interesting. I want to recommend Y featuring Trade L and Utopia featuring Summer Soul, because those two songs were my favorites, and they're just like, amazing. Such a nice listen, okay? Next up, I have Samuel Zo and the single Memo. He's a musical genius, and every single he releases, he just keeps, you know, proving that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This song has a bit of a jazzy touch, which expected, and for the singing, I mean, expected as well. He's like, amazing. Side note, Samuel, this is for you if you're listening to us. Drop a new album, man. You know?
Also, text me back. I want to do an interview.
That too, please. Next, I have our little boy, Giddy Boy, and he released a single, This, That's Why I Can't Talk About Love. Where Giddy Boy bias in this household.
Facts.
But then you add Woo into the equation, and we reach a new level of fangirling.
Double facts.
Mm-hmm. So this single is sad, but you have Woo and Jay there, you know?
We're kind of suckers for that, so that's like 100%. A triple win.
Total Kings, that's it. Listen to that song. It's amazing, okay?
Facts, no pressure.
Exactly. Red House was my next discovery. It's a single album called like Essay. It's very sweet. It's like, imagine that K-pop like R&B. That's the only way I can describe it. You know?
Like Red Velvet? Velvet side?
No. More like up on the male
or like
side
Twice
of
B-sides.
I can see like that happening. Maybe also kind of like NCT-ish. But a bit more indie.
Okay.
Don't make it so commercial.
Okay, interesting.
Yes, and it's like a bit of that. And summer R&B singles. Because summer R&B singles are very particular, you know?
They also have the whitewashing filter and the beaches.
He doesn't have a budget for outfits. He doesn't have the budget for that, you know?
Ah, shame.
Yeah, but it's like a very much summer R&B single, a total vibe. I listened to Bad Way and MI featuring Bamsen because they're really cool. Now, next up I have The Action and Marco. They released a single album, Still Here. This is just straight up old school hip hop. Your man has been in the industry for a while, and honestly, I don't know how I didn't bump into his music before because it's really good. Overall, the flow in the track is just insane. It's a bit of like 90s, and I'm just in love with that type of sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have like a 90s hip hop, and I'm in because I really love that sound. And the single, okay, this is whenever I found this song, and the title track is called Papi. I'm a Spanish speaker. That is a straight no for me, but I was like, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay? And honestly, the song is amazing. But why do you need to give the name Papi to songs?
Do they talk about their fathers, or is it like a boyfriend-girlfriend kind of
I don't know because I couldn't find the translations. However, he says Papi a couple of times, but I'm like, why do you have to use that word? You know?
How else would you call your Papi?
Oh, Jesus. No. Anyway, this single album, total non-skip, They Go Off and Hard, loved it.
Sweet.
Yes. Next up, we have James. He came back with the single Interstellar featuring Verbal Jint. I mean, what a combo.
Nice. Okay.
So, loved it. You know that by the two names, this song is going to be great, and it is, and it's such an amazing listening, and especially the orchestration is flawless.
Sweet.
That's it. Then we have Zane. He released a single album, That's So Us. Also, this is a new find for me. I didn't know him. And it's a lovely single album. It's like melodic rapping, a smooth track. It's really nice. It's just two singles, but it's such a gift to the ear. Honestly, it's such a nice listen. You're just vibing with it, and I love it.
Nice.
Last for me is QM and Freddie Castle, and they released the EP Empire State Motel. He's from the hip-hop old school. He's also been in the industry for a while. And again, as a 90s kid, I loved it. Okay. It's like solid rapping, amazing flow throughout the full EP. However, I recommend Gucci Talks to Me featuring Wu, because what a vibe. And again, I'm Wu bias.
Wu has been hella busy this year.
Good for him. He's amazing.
I mean, true, 100%. But like, wow.
Tell me about it.
He's absolutely just writing bars left and right.
Every single, like, he's having breakfast, gonna write a couple of verses there.
Cheerios!
I'm like on the car, or not in the taxi because probably drive. I'm gonna write a couple of. Yeah. Honestly, he's been so busy. His feature is so many releases as well. He's doing amazing. Okay, tell me about your indie kids.
My indie kids were not as busy in December.
Okay.
Apart from the obligatory Christmas songs, which I skipped out on.
Probably, I listened to a few, they all had bells.
Yeah. If you want to listen to Kate Indie Christmas songs, go find our playlist on Spotify. I've been updating it for like 2 years at this point.
Yeah.
So you have like 8 hours of tracks. Let's start with Budong, who teamed up with Aleph for the single Propose. I love this combination. Their vocals are both amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just released this beautifully soft, acoustic, indie vibe. Love it.
Nice.
Mm.
Aleph is doing so well since the last time. You know, I think that you interviewed him at the very beginning of his career.
Well, not really the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because I believe it was after the shout out he got from, I think it was J-Hope or something. So he was already like going places.
Yeah. But he's been so active over the last year that I'm like, wow.
Yeah, go read our review because it's super interesting.
Perfect.
Next up, I wanted to talk about Panama, which is a new female duo. They debuted in December with their mini album called Panama.
Mm-hmm.
It's really lovely, very quirky, very like happy sounding. I really enjoyed the layering of like the instrumentals and the vocals.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Okay, I have a theory, right?
Yeah.
So their music, especially the track Odibaru, which great guitars, has like a heavy Latin influence.
Ooh.
So I was like, I don't know if they're referring to Panama, the country, with their name, just misspelled.
How is Odibaru Panama?
No, Panama, their name. Like the group name.
Oh, no, Panema. No, they're not referring that.
I know, but what if they just added an E instead of an A? Because otherwise, how are they going to show up in Google searches?
Well, there is a couple of theories I have for you there, because there's also this place in Brazil, and it's also musical genre, Ipanema.
Mm.
So I thought it would be more like that. So I'm expecting a very much Ipanema vibes, Bossa Nova is the genre.
Kind of. Especially that track is kind of Bossa Nova-ish.
So I'm imagining it's sort of like a Bossa Nova because it is this very important, this very popular song that is Bossa Nova's called Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, so it's a reference to that.
I believe so. I do believe so. Also, listen to that song if this is completely random, no K-pop related. Okay, indie. But that song is legendary. It's like a cultural asset to Brazil, mm-hmm, I think. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Interesting. I'm very curious to see where this duo is going to go. Like, how are they going to grow into their, like, sound? Because this was their debut, and it was great. I loved it. But nice. I'm kind of curious to see where they're going to take it, you know?
Yeah.
Next up is The Orchard. I sent you that song. He released the single Vowels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Loved it. Fantastic, deep vocals. It's a ballad. Has a lovely melody. There's an amazing build-up in the bridge with the violins. It doesn't feel like something that's been done before, because a ballad with violins, groundbreaking. Mm. But it feels fresh, so that's great. And the violins mixed with his like deep vocal. Love it. Also, there's a great play with like the intensity throughout the track, because it kind of like swells and then ebbs away. Swells and then ebbs away. It's very cool. I like it a lot. I added it to my playlist because I was like, obsessed.
Nice.
Yeah, very. The last one I wanted to share today was the group Chili with their album Serenade. This is so much fun. This is okay. A great 80s pop album. Think like kind of the Beatles.
Oh!
Yeah, it was so cool. I was so shook while listening to it, especially the track In My Dream. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, resurrected. Oh my God. I also wanted to recommend the single To Infinity and Beyond because it was lovely as well. And overall, I didn't know this band before, but I definitely need to take a closer look at their music.
Nice, nice. Mm. There's a few during December for indie. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But there was a lot of Christmas, actually. Hip-hop, however, they were like, what is Christmas? You know, let's just do hip-hop. Interesting. So that was it, basically, for this month. Yeah. One of our shorter episodes, but it was like quite a...
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely shocked. Hmm. Well, anyways, that was it for this month, people. Again, Happy New Year. Remember to go to the KMU. Yes, remember to go to thekmu.com to check our features, our interviews. Also check our magazines and everywhere you find us as at the KMU in pretty much every single social platform. We're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. True.
So that was it for this very special episode of Discovery with a K Monthly Specials. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.